Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues here on News Radio WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE, well, they offer more than just electricity. Their community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to create engaging learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. All right. We also want to remind you that check the podcast at WGNSradio.com. That's WGNSradio.com. We'll have the podcast up shortly of this show.
This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
And guess who's here? It's Edward.
Who is that guy?
It's not Edward. I was just kidding. Things going well for you, sir?
Oh, we are loving life. This 16-degree weather is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Ready for it to be over.
I like it so much that I just kept thinking, man, if we could only get like 3-degree weather tonight. And we're going to have that. It's going to be like 3 above. So.
When do we get back into the 40s and 50s?
40s Thursday. 50s, maybe into next week. Or so maybe sometime. Who knows?
Well, this 18-19 is a little too much for me.
42 is going to feel like it's shorts wearing weather.
Isn't it? I can do that.
Oh, well.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. It's hard to believe January's almost over.
What are we doing in the middle of January already?
Beats me.
I guess past the middle of January, it's the 21st.
Yeah. So, having a fun time, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The new year always kind of brings new things, different things, you know, changes. I'm wondering if maybe there's a new job for somebody out there around the corner that's listening to us this morning.
There is a lot of unemployment going on in this country for the last year and a half, and it'll probably keep going on for a little while. So we wanted to bring Brian some financial considerations when folks are changing jobs. You may have changed a job recently or may be changing a job soon, right? I mean, I was just talking to a friend the other day at church and said, "Hey, how's the new job?" He said, "Well, I don't have it. They just laid me off."
Oh, no.
You know, it happens out there. So if these things are happening to you, you'll obviously be interested in your new salary.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll also want to look at other financial considerations to protect you and your family for the future.
Well, we're going to kind of tackle some of those things that you need to be thinking about. And I guess we're going to look at, 401k, HSA or FSA, life insurance, yes. and maybe a few other benefits, I guess. So,
absolutely.
A lot to talk about, huh?
So let's hit on a few of these, Brian.
About the 401k?
So that 401k, you know, you've maybe had a 401k with a previous employer, but you'll need to decide what to do with that old 401k once you have joined a new employer. You could just cash it out, but you'd likely pay taxes and some possible penalties on that. And if so, we don't recommend doing those things. You could leave your 401k with your previous employer if allowed and if you've been happy with your plan's performance, but there are some considerations in that. You could move your 401k into your new employer's plan, which might be a good choice if the new plan has lower fees, maybe an attractive investment option. And you'd also want to ask whether the new employer offers matching contributions. finally you could roll your old 401k into a traditional IRA, which would give you more investment options, and, you know, may have some other benefits to it that we could sit down and talk to you about, if that is a choice that you may be interested in.
That sounds like maybe a lot more options than people think, you know, of ways to, as my grandfather used to say, that's more than one way to skin a cat.
More options, but, you know, just make sure you understand all the options along with all the pros and cons, because some of those cons may be things that you don't like, nor would you ever willingly choose if you knew about them. So, you know, ultimately that's one of those, let's sit down, let's talk about where you and your family are, and let's make a choice for you and your family in your own or in your overall financial picture.
Well, we mentioned HSAs and FSAs. So let's see, remind us what those stand for.
So HSA is a health savings account, and FSA is a flexible spending account.
Okay.
There are some similarities, but there are also some very major differences in these. So, you know, if your new employer offers a health savings account as part of a high deductible health plan, then you may want to take advantage of it. Your contributions are made with pre-tax dollars. Your earnings generally grow tax deferred, and your withdrawals are tax free as long as they're used for qualified medical expenses. Plus, you can carry unused funds through retirement when you can still use them for qualified medical expenses in that retirement. But you also want to remember, Brian, your employer might offer also a flexible spending account. And in this, you may be able to pay for a variety of healthcare costs, such as medical deductibles, co-pays, co-insurance. Generally, if you're contributing to an HSA, then you can't fund an FSA in the same year, except for a limited purpose FSA.
All right. Well, some good things to consider. We've got more on things that you need to look at or financial considerations to consider when changing jobs with Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin here with us. The waiting period for health benefits is another biggie you need to be sure that you're on top of and know.
Certainly. You know, you want to ask that new employer if there's an eligibility waiting period to enroll in the benefit plan. Things such as health insurance, dental, vision, so on. If so, then you may need to get COBRA coverage for a few months to stay in your old plan, unless you can be added to a spouse's plan. And then when you go to your new employer's health care plan, make sure that you know what it actually covers. Depending on your situation, you may also want to add a supplemental health insurance to all of this as well.
All right. Let's go from health insurance to life insurance.
So when you leave a job, Brian, your employer-sponsored life insurance typically will end unless you have the option to convert the group term life into an individual permanent cash value policy. So you want to check and make sure that your new employer offers at least the same insurance coverage as your old, but you should also determine whether the group policy offered by your employer is sufficient for your needs. Depending on several different factors, such as income, spouse's income, family size, you may need to supplement your employer's policy with an individual term life insurance policy just to protect the whole family.
Well, we've talked about several things here. Are there any additional maybe bullet points you can give us on things we need to be considering if we've had a job change?
You know, I would just say reviewing your employer's benefit package carefully and just see what's available, right? Many employers offer tuition reimbursement for their employees. Some even provide college planning assistance for employees' children. Example, your employer might offer matching contributions to a tax advantage 529 savings plan, which can be for college, some K through 12 expenses, and some trade vocational programs can also be used out of that 529 education account.
Very good. Lee, changing jobs, sometimes it's necessary, sometimes it's forced on you, but a lot of times there are so many things to consider, and I think you brought up some things today that maybe is not first of mind or top of mind, if you will, you know?
Well, absolutely, and you know, a change of jobs can actually provide you with an opportunity to expand your career, Brian. You know, that's one thing that a lot of folks say is, boy, I wish I had found this 5 years ago. You know, how many times do we hear that, which is so often? It can give you a chance to learn new skills. It can help broaden your social network. So don't be disillusioned by the change. Don't be, you know, downtrodden. Think of this as an upbeat opportunity for more, for better, for new opportunities. And certainly think about this as being a financially rewarding opportunity for you, possibly, and make sure that you know all the benefits involved as you move forward.
Lee, if someone would like to get in touch with you or any of our Edward Jones financial advisors here in Rutherford County, I guess they can just go online, pop online. Got a lot of great folks here.
Yeah, you know, many times, Brian, I'll suggest, you know, feel free if you see somebody with Edward Jones that's in your local area, feel free to reach out to them. If you're not sure who to reach out to, you can feel free to call my office. We'll ask some unfolding questions in the beginning and maybe even have me speak to you, depending on your situation, to see if either I can help or we can fit you with an advisor that might fit your need and situation more appropriately. But we'd love the opportunity as a whole to help take care of you, take care of your family, and help you all with your financial needs. So please give us a call. You can reach us at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. Or you can look us up on Facebook and LinkedIn, Lee Colvin, Edward Jones. We'd love to speak with you.